public service feature of KBMY, we now present You and Life, presented by the Reverend T.F. Rutledge Beale of the First Congregational Church, 310 North 27th Street, in Billings. The Reverend Mr. Beale.
Good morning. Allow me to introduce you to yourself with the aid of the words of the ancient psalmist. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him but little lower than God, and crownest him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Congratulations if you have awakened to the implications of that great truth about yourself and are enjoying the thrill and the satisfaction of living as a son of God. And equally sincere commiseration if you have never known the thrill of that truth and are content to go aimlessly through the days as meaningless driftwood on the shores of time. In you, the meaning of the ages comes to focus. It is wonderful. It is awesome. Hear how this mighty subject impressed Edward Young as he meditated upon man at midnight. How poor, how rich, how abject, how august, how complicate, how wonderful is man. How passing wonder he who made him such, who centered in our make such strange extremes, from different natures marvelously mixed, connection exquisite of distant worlds, distinguished link in being's endless chain, midway from nothing to the deity, a being ethereal, solid, and absorbed. Though solid and dishonored, still divine, dim miniature of greatness absolute, an heir of glory, a frail child of dust, helpless, immortal, insect infinite, a worm, a God. I tremble at myself, and in myself am lost. At home a stranger, thought wanders up and down, surprised, aghast, and wondering at her own. How reason reels. Oh, what a miracle to man is man. Triumphantly distressed, what joy, what dread, alternately transported and alarmed. What can preserve my life, or what destroy? An angel's arm can't snatch me from the grave. Legions of angels cannot confine me there. Yes, you are greater than you know. You have more wonderful possibilities than have ever been tapped or even dreamed. Possibilities for healthy, happy, vibrant living, for soul-satisfying service and fellowship. The greatest waste in the world is the waste of a human life, born of God, made for God, but just playing aimlessly outside the purpose of God, or pouring its strength into the gutters of life. This is Palm Sunday, the opening of Holy Week, the week that retells the story of the drama of the universe, the love of God seeking the soul of man. That is its inner meaning, the increasing quest of the Spirit of God for man, to bring him, and that means you, into a fellowship that will make possible the fulfillment of all his divine possibilities. For they are but possibilities, and not realities, while man remains outside that divine fellowship. Some hundreds of years after the psalmist wrote the words we have quoted, the writer of the New Testament book called Hebrews commented on that passage, saying, "We see not yet all things subjected to him." And today we can echo that statement, even as masters of the secrets of the atomic age. For the one thing that man has not mastered and cannot master alone is his own soul. And what hope is there that man can come to the supreme mastery as a son of God? Hear further the writer of Hebrews. "We have not yet seen all things subjected to him," that is to man, "but we behold Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. For it became him," that is God, "in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the author of that salvation perfect through suffering. In the one who lived and died for truth and love, we see the way to the supreme mastery, and in fellowship with him, we can learn to achieve it and share it. He is the proof that it can be done. He is the token of man's future. He is the way, the truth, the life. With him, you can step out into your real self." I wonder if you've ever thought of this. All religions stress faith in God, though a lesser God than the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I think the outstanding characteristic of Christianity is its emphasis on faith in man, God's faith in man, which comes to be shared by all who know God. It was expressed in John's Gospel, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That love is the supreme expression of that faith. It must awaken us to see what God sees in us and in our fellow men. With Bernard Clausen, we might well pray, "Lord, I believe in man, in his strength, through the terrible struggle out of the darkness which once engulfed him, in his patience to try again and again to rise when the forces of nature seem to overpower him, in his yearning for the better which has led him toward kindness and peace. Lord, I believe in man, in the tear-stained courage with which he now seeks to maintain his honor and his dreams in these black days, in the traces of selfless sacrifice with which he builds out of the wreckage of his day a better tomorrow, in that consecration to the destiny of his children, which will be content with nothing less than a new world for them. Lord, I believe in man, in the nobility which waits beneath pride and pomp, in the greatness which rags cannot hide, in the Christ within who strives with the worst to release the best in every life. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." All the churches of Billings and vicinity invite you, and invite you very specially this week. I remind you of an organ recital that will be given at the First Congregational Church on Thursday, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Some of the great music of the church played by Mr. Max Miranda. I remind you of the union service at the Methodist Church on Good Friday from 12 to 3. And of the other union services in this city that will be announced in due course. I remind you of the communion service at the First Congregational Church on Good Friday at 8 p.m. Today, our topic at the 11 o'clock service at the First Congregational Church will be fundamental power. On Easter Sunday, the topic will be the romance of life. 9:30 at the church, 10:30 at the Fox Theater. Join with us as, with God's help, we all seek our larger self.
Been listening to You and Life, presented by the Reverend Beal of the First Congregational Church, 310 North 27th Street in Billings. KBMY, in making this time available as a public service, reminds you it is possible only because advertisers sponsor other KBMY programs. The preceding was transcribed.